An abnormal pap smear detects dysfunctional cells in the cervix, which is the lowest part of a woman's uterus. Every year, about 1 million women in the USA have an abnormal pap smear, leading to the diagnosis of cervical dysplasia. Cervical dysplasia is when precancerous change to the cells in the cervix occurs. Cervical dysplasia often occurs in women between the ages of 25 and 35, but can occur at any age. Almost all cases of cervical dysplasia can be treated. However, left untreated, 30 to 50% of cases turn into cervical cancer. Experts, however not all, agree that HPV is the main cause of cervical dysplasia. HPV is a group of more than 100 different strains of the same virus. 12 different strains of HPV cause precancerous cervical lesions. The most serious among them belong HPV16 and HPV18. Most women affected with HPV do not develop any obvious symptoms. But hormonal and nutritional factors can unleash HPV to damage cervical cells. Women are most likely to transmit the virus to their sex partners when their progesterone levels are highest, during the second week of their periods. Summary of symptoms. Pap smear shows abnormal cell growth known as dysplasia. Colposcopy. Doctor's cervical exam. Shows gray or white patchy growth on cervical surface. Usually no other noticeable symptoms. Treatment summary. Nutritional supplements. Contact your doctor before taking these supplements. Folic acid is the least expensive and most extensively studied natural treatment for the condition. Take 4 milligrams of folic acid for 3 months, then 2.4 milligrams per day. Take 5 milligrams of lutein per day. Take 25 milligrams of mixed carotenoids per day. The alga Denaliella salina is a particularly rich source in carotenoids. Take 1 milligram of vitamin B12 per day. Take 100 IU or more per day of vitamin E. Avoid copper supplements. Herbs to take for abnormal pap smear. Tampon soaked in 1 tablespoon golden seal tincture. 1 tablespoon tea tree oil, and 1 tablespoon thuja oil. Not thuja in oil. For several hours, inserted, and left for 24 hours. Use one time after initial diagnosis. Do not repeat. Even though pap smear is a well-established technique, diagnostic errors are possible. If your doctor calls you about a second exam to confirm abnormal findings, be sure that follow-up tests are conducted at a different time during your menstrual cycle and that the doctor has ruled out the possibility of endometriosis. Avoid douches before your pap smear, since irritant chemicals can affect interpretation of results. If you smoke, you should quit. Chemicals in tobacco smoke damage the DNA cells in the cervix and accelerate the progression of cervical dysplasia to cervical cancer. Barrier contraceptives. Foam and condoms reduce the risk of cervical dysplasia. They reduce transmission of HPV and prevent contact of the lining of the cervix with sperm. Release of the amino acid arginine during the decomposition of sperm is a possible contributor to the initiation of cancer formation in the cervix. The latest studies find that estrogen replacement therapy increases the risk of cervical dysplasia in postmenopausal women by about 60%, from approximately 1 in 500 to 1 in 200. If you want more information about abnormal pap smear, read Healing Without Medication by Robert S. Rister. Robert S. Rister is a fourth-generation herbalist and has 20 years' experience with helping people with limited resources to find ways to complement expensive health care. Also, you could leave a comment and I will be glad to answer any of your questions.